Holy, holy God, you are holy, holy God, holy Jesus, you are holy God, you are holy, holy God, shiri bakarabu kobaka sadiri bo shakarabu siri bayakaboko basa didi basha takaboko basi. You are holy God, shiri bayakarabu kobasa didi basha karabuko bakasa didi basha. You are holy God, shikiri bayakarabu koba, holy God. You are holy God. Oh yes, Lord. Holy God, shikiri baya karaboto ko bakashi idi kiri kuri bata karabata kabakashi ndiri ko bakashi idi kuri bata karaboka bakashi idi kuri bata kabakasi idi. Mi antara da 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 baka bakashi idi kura bata kasa idi idi kumba kasha da da idi karaboto ko basa idi 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 bashi idi bata kasa da da idi karaboko basa. Maya rabata kashi kidi kidi kumba kara mutuko bakashi kidi kurabata kabakashi kidi kidi kuribata kasandi didi kurabata kashi kidi kidi rekari bata kara mutuko bakashi kidi kurabata kabakabaka bakashi kidi kidi kurabata kara mutuko bakashi kidi kidi kurabakara bata kashi rekari kara mutuko kabakabaka bakashi kidi kidi kuribata kabako bakashi kidi kidi kurabata kabakabaka shi kidi kurabata Kashi marabusi didi kiri banda da di kiri baya karabu tuko bakashi didi kura bata kasa didi didi kumba kashi didi kuri bata kasa re bata kaba kashi didi kuri bata kasa didi kura bata kashi didi kura bata kashi didi kiri kura bata kasa da 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 re kari bata kabu shi didi kiri kura bata kabu kuba kashi didi kuri bata kaba kaba kashi didi kiri kura bata kaba kaba kashi didi kiri kura bata kasa. Mia karabu tuko boko 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 shiki diki di kura bata kashi kidi kuri bata kabaka shiki di kura bata kabaka baka shiki di kidi kura bata kashi kidi kura bata kabaka si mia karabu tuko baka si di kidi bata karabu tuko baka shiki di kuri bata karabu tuko baka shiki di bata karabu tuko baka shi di mayanta karabu tuko baka shiki di kuri bata kasa da di kamba kabaka si di kura bata kashi kidi kura bata kasa idi rombo kubasi didi kiri baya karabu toko bakashi idi kuri bata kabakashi idi kiri konda karabu takashi idi karabu takasa da didi makaribi di kumba kasi idi karabu takabakashi idi karabu tanada didi baya kabakabakashi. Thank you Jesus, thank you God, thank you for your word, thank you for your truth, oh God, that you're teaching us truth, my Jesus, my God, that we are learning from you, oh God, oh God, Jesus, we are learning from your heart, oh God, oh God, Jesus, we are understanding why oh makarabu tuko bakashi kiri badaka bakasa. You're concerned for the people, you're concerned for the sick, you're concerned for the lost. You did not come to seek and save those who are doing well, oh God, but it is only the sick that need a physician. Makaraba takaboko bakashi kiri kiri karaba takashi kiri makaraba tikiri batakashi kiri koraba tikiri baya karabu tuko bakashi dadada karaba tikiri baya karabu takabakashi dadada Rekadiba takashi da 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 karabu toko bakashi da 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 karabu toko bako bakashi da 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 karabu toko bakashi da da karabu toko bakashi miya karabu takashi da 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 karabu toko bakashi da 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 karabu toko bakashi da da karabu taka ribu toko bakashi da 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 karabu taka baya karabu taka bakashi da 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 karaba re da da karabu takashi da 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 kabaka bakashi da da Makaraba takaraba kabaka bakashi kidi kidi karakara kabaka bakabaka bakabaka bakashi kidi kidi rikidi butoko bakashi kidi kidi karakabaka bakashi kidi 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 rikari karakabaka bakabaka bakabaka bakashi kidi kidi koraba takabaka baka rikara kabaka bakabaka shi kidi kidi koraba karabu toko bakabaka shi kidi 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 koraba takabaka shi kidi rikidi butoko bakashi kidi karakabaka bakashi kidi 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 koraba Rikari karabo toko bakashe kede kede karakara. Rikara karabo toko bakashe da 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 karaba taka bakashe kede kede karakabo ko bakashe kede. Rikari kari karabo toko bakabakashe kede karaba karakara kabakabaka. Rikari karakabo ko bakashe kede kede karakabo ko bakashe kede 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 karakabo ko bakashe kede kede kar. Rikari karakabo kabakabaka bakashe kede kede karakabo bakabakashe kede kar. Rakara wakara wakabakabaka shike de kara kara kaba 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 kashi ke de kada rekani bo se de de kada kada kaba 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 kashi ke de kada kada shike de kada kaba kaba kashi ke de kada kaba ya kaba 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 kashi ke de kada kaba 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 kashi ke de kada kaba kaba kashi ke de kada shike de kada kaba kaba kashi ke de kada kaba kaba kashi moko bakashi ke de kada kaba 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 kashi ke de kada kaba shike de kada kaba kaba kashi ke de thank you Jesus shike Heavenly Father, this morning I give you thanks, I praise you, I worship your holy name, I adore you. I thank you for the gift of life, I thank you for the gift of family, I thank you for the gift of children. I thank you for your concern for us. I thank you that you are mighty, you are holy, you are gracious, there is no one else like you, God. You deserve the praise, you deserve the honor, you deserve the adoration. There is no one else like you, God. It's always a pleasure, it's always an honor to be in your presence, always an honor to receive from your spirit, always an honor to hear from you, always an honor to trust in you, always an honor to depend upon you, oh God. You say in your word that you are willing, O God. I am the Lord that healeth every disease, all your disease. There is no thing that is impossible with you, Jehovah God. I thank you that, Lord, this is another morning that we can get to hear from you, O Jehovah God. We can get to cry out to you, O God of God, Jesus. We can cry out to you for mercy, O God. Indeed, there are many people out there who've been struggling, who've been wondering when, how can they be healed? When will their healing come? But my Father, my God, you are able to bring forth life. 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 Oh my God, you have the solution. You have the solution. And Jesus is the answer. Shanda karabotoko bakasa didi karabotoko bash didi karabotoko bakasa da da da. Indeed, you paid the price. 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 Shikini bata karabotoko karabotoko bakasa da 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 karabotoko bakabakasa didi kere bata bakasa da 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 karabotoko bakasa di. Maya karaba takashi kidi koraba takaraba takaraba takaba ya karaba takoba koba kashi kidi kidi koraba takidi kidi botakoba kasa da 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 da. Maya karaba takashi kidi karaba takoba kasa da 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 karaba takoba kashi kidi karaba takoba kasa da 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 da. Maya karaba takashi kidi karaba takada kaba ya karaba takada kaba kaba kashi kidi karaba takoba kaba kashi kidi kidi karaba ta. Reba takaraba takaba kashi kidi karaka kaba koba kashi kidi. Thank you, Jehovah. You are mighty. You are mighty to be praised and adored. You are mighty to be worshipped. You are mighty to be glorified. You are mighty to be exalted. There is no one else like you, God. Faithful Father, you continually keep us. You continually watch over us. You continually sustain us, O God, across Jesus. You are our friend. You say in your word, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Give us the right word. Give us the right word. Give us the right faith, O God, of God's Jesus. Oh God, indeed, may we learn. May we learn again of you, O God. May we learn again of you, O God. May we move away from the doctrines and the teachings of men, the traditions of men, from their own experiences, from their own weaknesses, O God, from their own challenges, from their own understanding, O God, the doctrines that we were taught, O God, that are contrary to the will of God, that are contrary to the written word of God, that are contrary to what your purpose for every man, O God. Open our eyes. Let the scales fall off in the name of Jesus. Let the scales that are hindering our understanding fall off, O God. Let the scales that are keeping people in wheelchairs, the scales that are keeping people on cancer beds, the scales that are keeping children in autism, the scales that are keeping fathers and mothers in discord, oh God, the scales, let them fall off in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, this is your will, oh God, that you heal every man, that you heal every man, that you heal every man. Your word says that there shall be none barren in Zion. There shall be none barren in Zion. That none shall cast off her young. There shall be no miscarriages. There shall be no miscarriages. There shall be no premature death. There shall be no premature death. Oh my God. Sickness is not your will. Sickness is not your will. Shikiriba takarabo tokoba kaba kaba kasata. Your purpose is for us are good and perfect. Your purpose is for us are wonderful. Your purpose is for us are gracious. Shikarabo takaba kasa didi karabata. Reba ya karabo tokoba kashi didi karabo takashi didi karabo takashi didi karata. Reba tikashi didi karabo takashi da 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 da. Rekariba takashi didi karabo tokoba kashi kada karabo takashi. Oh, Jehovah God, you are gracious. Jehovah God, you are mighty. Jehovah God, you are excellent. Jehovah God, you reign on high. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the adoration. There is no one else like you, God. We thank you that you are the healer. We thank you that you are the healer. We thank you that you are. You heal every disease. While you walked on this earth, makaraba tikide matakaraba takabakashi kide koraba takashi kide kire motoko bakashi kide koraba takashi kide karaba takabakashi miya karaba toko bakasa da 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 karaba takabakashi kide karaba toko bakasa da 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 miya karaba takab. You came to make us whole. You came to make us sons of God. Yet to all who received you, to all who believed in your name, you gave them the power to become sons of God. We have received the rights to become a son of God. We have received the power. We have the authority, my God. You have given us the authority that you gave your son on the that we walk in healing, we walk in miracles, we walk in divine health, oh God. There is no dissonance between divine health and salvation, my God. To everyone that believes, to everyone that believes, my God, you have called us miracle workers. You have called us, you have given us the power to trample over snakes and scorpions. You have given us the power to overcome every work of the devil, every work of the devil. You made us a little lower than Elohim. You have seated us in heavenly places. You have seated us in heavenly places. You have seated us in heavenly places, in the highest place in the heavens. Far much higher, far much higher, far much higher than all powers, than all principalities, than all forces, oh God. You have seated us in the heavenly places. Far much higher than every rulers or authorities or dominions, my Father, my God. You have given the authority to the believer that we trample over snakes and scorpions, oh God, that whatever deadly poison that we may take, it does not harm us, my God. Whatever the enemy plans for to destruction, whatever the enemy may have planted for destruction in our lives, my God, we come against it in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Whatever the enemy may have planted, whatever planting of darkness that he has put in our lives, oh God, that he desires to have us, oh God, he is defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. He is defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. He is defeated. He has no authority. He has no authority. He has no authority. He is defeated by the blood of Jesus, the blood that was shed on the cross. Oh, Jehovah God, you reign on high. Jehovah God, you are worthy. Jehovah God, you are excellent. Jehovah God, you deserve the praise. You deserve the honor. You deserve the adoration. We can submit all that we are to you, oh God. We can submit all that we are to your mighty hand. We can submit all that we are to your wonderful hand, oh God. You do mighty things in our lives. Nothing is impossible with you, Yahweh. Nothing is impossible with you, Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals our disease, the one that heals every disease, the one that heals every disease, oh God. You have called us to walk in healing. Makashi de Kerebaya Karabo Togo Bakasan, Mogo bagazanda da gana mogo bagazanda da gana mogo go bagazanda di di gede gana mogo gana mogo go bagazanda da gana mogo go bagazanda da da gana mogo go bagazanda da da gana mogo zanda gana mogo gashi ede kede mogo go bagazanda da kani mi de mogo go bagazanda da gana mogo go bagazanda da mogo bagazanda di gede gana mogo go bagazanda di gede gana mogo gashi da gana mogo go bagazanda di gede gashi gede mi gese gede 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 kama ya gana mogo go bagazanda da 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 mogo zanda da gana mogo gashi Your name is a strong tower. Your name is a mighty tower. Your name is a gracious tower, oh God. You are faithful. You are our Redeemer. You are our all in all, Jesus. You are our King, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You lead us. You guide us. You protect us. Shadabata karabu tokoba kasa da di di di. Moko bagazan di 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 di. Karabata kaboko bagazan da 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 da. Kaboko bagazan da di 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 di. Miyagazan di 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 di. Motoko bagazan da 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 da. Thank you, Father God, that you have never failed, God. Thank you, Father God, that you have never left us alone. That your word is true, oh God. Your word is true. True, Jehovah God, your word is true, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Your word is true. Shiri barabata kasa da da karabu togo bakasa di 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 karabu taka bakasa da 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 da. Mia karabu togo bakasa da di 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 karabu togo bakasa da di 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 karabu togo bakasa da da da. Mago bakasa da 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 karabu togo bakasa da 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 karabu taka bogo bakasa da di 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 da karabu. Mia kasa da da karabu taka asa di 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 karabu togo bakasa di 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 karabu togo bakasa di. Precious Father God, precious King, oh God, precious Redeemer, oh God, precious Lord of Lords, Jesus. You are our Redeemer. You are our all in all. You are our King, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You keep us, oh God. You sustain us, oh God. You watch over us, oh God. You protect us, oh God. You keep us in everything, oh God. In every way, oh God. We know that we cannot make it without you, oh God. We know that without you, we are nothing, oh God. We know that without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. Our trust is in you. Our hope is in you. Our life is in you. Makaribe tekeleba da karabo togo bakasha da 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 karabo tekabo bakasha da 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 karabo tekabakasha da 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 da. Mia kaza da 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 karabo tekabakabakabako bakasha da 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 karabo tekasha da da da. You do mighty things, Jehovah God. You do mighty things, King of Kings and precious Savior, oh God. You are our sustenance, oh God. You are our sustenance. Shidi ba da karabo tekabako bakasha da 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 karabo. You sustain us in a special way, oh God. We need you. We need you more and more. We need you more and more. We need you more and more, Father God. We need you more and more. On our own, we can do nothing. On our own, we are nothing. On our own, we can do nothing. Sharabata karabu tukoba kasa di 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 ba. Mogo bakasi di di kede bata kasa da 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 da. Kabogo bakasa di 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 di. Rebata kasa da 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 da. Mogo bakasha da 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 da. Mogo bakasa da di di di. Oh, precious. Savior, oh God, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Shinimaya Karabata Kaboko Bakasa, the Karabuto Gobakasa, blessed be your name, Jehovah God. Blessed be your name, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Holy Spirit, oh God. Thank you that you grant us ideas, you grant us thoughts, you grant us wisdom, oh God. You direct our steps, our very steps, oh God, oh God, Jesus. That in our steps we can count on you, in our steps we can wait upon you, in our steps we can depend. depend upon you. In our steps, we can count on your promises, Jehovah God. In our steps, in your steps, oh God, across Jesus, we know that you are a faithful Father, oh God. We know that you are a faithful Lord, God, oh God, Jesus. We know that you are a faithful King, Jehovah God. You lead us, you guide us, you protect us. You are our friend, you are our all in all, Jehovah God. Blessed Redeemer, blessed King, blessed God. Oh God, what can we do without you? Thank you for this morning, oh God. Thank you that you answer our prayers, oh God. Thank you that you're here to speak to us. Thank you that you're here to release your word. You release your mind to us, oh God. Oh God, on our own we can do nothing. Oh my God, take over. Take over, Jehovah God. May we hear what you want us to hear this morning, oh God. May we have faith, oh God. Teach us faith. Teach us your word. That we can depend on your word alone. Your word alone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your truth, oh God. May your name be praised. May your name be worshipped. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good to see you. Hope all is well. Thank God. Yeah, you know, and I'll just get straight away to the teaching because I realize we've got so much to teach and and the time is so small. But I know that anyone who's listening, I mean, just keep listening. Tomorrow we'll continue through the same channel that you've got in this audio. You'll be able to get it again and come for the continuation and go back to the previous sermons. These are building up. And but what I know is that in everything, there's something that God is teaching us. And, you know, we've been learning about the authority of the believer. And one of the key authorities of the believer is that God has given us authority over sickness. And we need to really understand why we should not be sick. You know, many times there are things that happen to us, and based on our experiences, or rather based on the experiences of others, we have formed doctrines. If not doctrines, we have formed strongholds in our mind. And I want us to just really know that any thought pattern that you have that is contrary to the will of God will not be sanctioned by God. Or rather, if you have a thought pattern, if you have an established system of thought that either you are taught by someone, or either that is how you are taught in Bible school or theological school, or that is what you have established based on your own experiences, that is contrary to the will of God, it is a stronghold. That is the actual definition of a stronghold. And this is the actual definition of spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare, and I want us to read where I'm basing this statement from. I want us to read 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3, it says that, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Paul is speaking about spiritual warfare, that though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. That means that there's a system of warfare that is expected of the believer that is different from the way the world fights its wars. Now, even sickness is an enemy of man. Death is an enemy of man. The demons, evil spirits,
the devil, all these are enemies of man. We must be understanding of that. That so the question we are being asked, even the flesh itself, our own sinful nature, is an enemy of man. And so I want you to understand that what God is teaching us in his word is that God is rewiring our understanding of him. He is rewiring our thought patterns so that he can be able to heal us. When your thought pattern is rewired, then you receive the faith for which God can use and intervene to meet in your situation. I'm not limiting God to only your faith. God can also use the faith of the man of God to heal you. God can use the faith of the person who has brought you to hear this message, the faith of the person who has the four friends who brought the sick person through the roof. God used that faith. God also used the faith of the father, parents, for the healing of their children, like the lunatic, you know, the child who was having the evil spirit. God used that faith. God used, you know, God can use any person's faith that has come. So you can trust God for the healing of your mother. You can trust God for the healing of your father. You can trust God for the healing of your children. You can trust God for the healing of your friend, because there is no limitation to how God can intervene in any situation. And overall at all, there is something called mercy. And the mercy of God triumphs over judgment. Even when our ignorance is at play, even when we do not deserve the mercy of God, there is a point where his mercy comes. And those who know how to activate the mercy of God then experience some of these breakthroughs that are available for every believer. So let us read where we were. The weapons. We are talking about the weapons. So if part of your authority is to know what weapons you have, verse 4 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says that the weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, or rather even it says they are not carnal. Right? That means they are not physical weapons. On the contrary, they have divine power. That means they have power from God to demolish strongholds. Let me just put a full stop there, because there's a full stop. To demolish strongholds. As I've said, strongholds are thought patterns that the enemy builds a wall against. Imagine when someone hears a rumor about you, like let's say they hear that, oh, this person might be a liar. They will build a thought pattern that they will add on to that lying and say, maybe apart from lying, he is also unfaithful. Apart from unfaithful, he is also a thief. Apart from this. And yet this person has never met you. This person was just given a rumor by someone. But because they had the rumor, they developed a thought pattern around it. Now, for example, just because you went through a healing process, or rather, assume you went to a church and you were mistreated by someone in that church, then you can develop a thought pattern that Christians are horrible. Maybe you were abused by your parent or by a man or a woman hurt you in a relationship, and you can make up a thought pattern, and the devil will help you to make it, because he is the father of all liars. With his demons, he will give you and reinforce that thought pattern that actually men are bad and you cannot be married and you should never marry. And that's a stronghold is built. How are such thinkings and thought patterns introduced in societies? For example, how is the agenda, how was it introduced that the standard of a woman should be to be very slender? It is a thought pattern that was introduced either through the movies or through the West, that the most, or even through a doll, that the most beautiful is that slender image of a woman. And that's because that is what was reinforced. you kept seeing that, then ladies grow up believing that the perfect image of that is that slender body. And because they believe that, you find they end up in diseases such as bulimia, they end up in anorexia, where you find children are not comfortable in their own identity, in their own skin, and you even find women who do not even want to have children because they believe children will destroy their body type and their image. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that anything that you believe that is contrary to the will of God becomes a stronghold. And a stronghold is like a high tower. It's a high tower. It is something that is built that is like you've built a wall and a cage around your thought pattern. And it can only take the word of God to break it. And also for you to realize that it is a lie that you believed, and for you to rewire yourself. In fact, someone said that the illiterate of the 21st century is not the one who cannot read and write, is the one who cannot learn and unlearn. That means that if you cannot unlearn what you learned, then you're actually illiterate, for lack of a better word. But now, what I'm trying to say is that our weapons have divine power to demolish strongholds. Like the stronghold that the devil has built around people that he is very powerful. That is a stronghold. The power of demons and wizards and witchcraft. That is a stronghold. Because anyone who is in Christ, who is aware that in Christ their life is hidden in Christ, then they will know that they cannot be attacked. The devil has no power to attack him. And James simply tells us that submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. That means that the power that you have to make the devil run is with you. That power is not even with God. That power is with you too. He has already told you, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. That means that any believer who is aware of his authority in Christ has the capacity to make the devil run. But Christians will spend overnights, will spend hours casting out devils, chasing the devil, fighting the devil. Yet, that is something that God already gave them the authority to do and simply tells them, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And if you're wondering where that verse is, that is James chapter 4 from verse 7. Verse 7, it says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Anyone who comes to Christ, anyone who comes to faith in Christ Jesus, becomes a child of God and receives the authority that is required, the requisite power and authority. And let's just continue with where we are. It says that we demolish arguments. That means that there are things that are formed as arguments. You can even find a well-articulated theological argument by scholars, a position why healing is not possible, why healing only happens in death, why some people say healing, you can be healed in life and also others can be healed in death. Now, that is a thought pattern. And if you believe it, it is the limit to which God will meet you. Because the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Because anyone that comes to him must believe that he exists and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Unless you exercise your faith, unless you exercise truth. And where does faith come from? Romans chapter 10 verse 8. Faith comes by hearing, from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is only when you hear the word of God that you receive faith. Let me tell you the secret of healing. The secret of healing is hearing the word of God concerning his position about sickness, about sin, about death. If you hear God's position and you put your faith on the word of God, then in an instant you will receive your healing. That is the secret of healing. And anyone can walk in healing. Anyone can walk in the healing anointing. In fact, even the word anointing is actually wrong, because it gives the Christian the impression that it is only special people who are given the gift for healing. But the Bible says, when you read Mark chapter 16 from verse 16, it says, "And these signs shall accompany those who believe." That means that every believer, anyone who believes, keep your finger on 2 Corinthians. We'll still come back to it, but I just want us to listen to the portfolio or the CV that is expected of a believer. What is the CV? What are the signs? You know, in medicine, I'm a doctor. We have what is called a sign. And you can define a sign like this: a physical expectation of a clinical condition that is demonstrable clinically over and over again. Now, let me just simplify it. It says that a sign is not a symptom. A symptom is what you tell the doctor: "Oh, I think I am pregnant." That is a symptom. And the doctor will ask you why. Then you will say, "I've been feeling vomiting in the morning." Okay, that is a symptom. Number two, "I have missed my period for 1 month." Okay, number two, that is also possible, is a symptom. What else? But then if the doctor asks you, "Are you married? Did you have a man in this time period?" If there was no man, then definitely he will rule out the symptom. But he has to do something that is called a test. And that test is a sign. So a sign is that thing that can be tested and demonstrated anywhere by any doctor, by any sick person, by any condition, that this sign confirms you are pregnant. Now, what is the sign that you are pregnant? You will do a pregnancy test. And when the pregnancy test comes positive, they give you certain possibilities. They tell you, okay, this one at least, there's sensitivity and specificity. Those are things that furthermore in medicine, I don't want to go into them. But there are tests that will confirm for sure you are pregnant. But there are also tests that will confirm that, okay, this tells you that it's possible you may be pregnant. But let me confirm. The doctor, for anyone who's gone, the doctor will tell you, "I will send you for an ultrasound." Because there are other things that might give this positive sign of healing, but it might not be confirmatory. So that means there is a confirmatory sign that tells us. So a sign is an expectation. When Paul says, "And these are the signs of an apostle," It says signs, miracles, and wonders. These are the marks. That means that if someone you say you call yourself an apostle and you don't walk in signs, miracles, and wonders, then that means you are wrong. Okay, let me not go into that. Let us read our word. Mark 16 from verse 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Now, let us look at who is this definition. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. So we are talking about the believer. And what is the definition of the believer? The believer is the one who received the preaching of the good news, believed it, was baptized, and is saved. So anyone who likes saying that me, I don't use the word saved, I don't know what Bible you're using. Anyone who does not like using the word, I'm not born again. For me, I'm a Christian. I don't know what Bible you are using. Because anytime I read the Bible, it says, unless a man be born again, John chapter 3, verse 3, he cannot see enter the kingdom of God. What have you been taught by men that you have established a doctrine and a stronghold and a thought pattern that is limiting you from experiencing the fullness of God? You need to cancel that class you went and go back and open the Bible for yourself. The reason people are in bondage is because they need people to translate for them the Bible. Yet the Bible, God says, you have an unction within you. You have the Holy Spirit within you who will teach you and guide you in all truth. The reality is, a time will come where you will not need me. Why? Because anytime you open your Bible, God will just be teaching you. And for me, it is my joy if I release you. It is my joy that you become a mature believer who can pick revelation for himself. In fact, it will get to a point where we are teaching each other. I say something, you teach me. And even that's why Paul says in the church, if one prophet is speaking and another one starts to speak, let the first one stop and let the second one speak. Then another one talks, the other one talks. Why? Because now it has gotten to the point of maturity. But because he realized there was still some immaturity, he said, you keep quiet. Some of you women, keep quiet, because you Ephesian women and Corinthian women, they are not taught. Don't teach. You keep quiet. Don't assume that you can teach. Ask questions at home. It's not that there is no gender in Christ. There is no male or female. There is no slave or poor. There is no rich or poor. There is no slave or free. There is no white man or black man in Christ. We are all one body. That means that you can receive of Christ from a woman apostle. Junior in the Bible was a woman apostle. But people will tell you, no, you cannot ordain women. Doctrines of men. Doctrines of men. Traditions of men. What does it say? Verse 17, Mark 16, 17. And these signs, remember we've discussed what is a sign. A sign is a confirmatory test, not a symptom. So we need to confirm that you are a believer. Let us see how we confirm you are a believer. It says, verse 17, and these signs will accompany those who believe. That means, let me not push it further. In my name. So there's a condition to how all these signs happen. It says that in my name. You must do all these things in the name of Jesus. Why? The name of Jesus is the authority. The name of Jesus is the only authority by which demons submit, is the only authority by which the devil submit, is the only authority. In fact, 2 days ago, I talked about the policeman with the uniform. The traffic policeman with the uniform has authority from the state and the president to make you stop your car. Likewise, the authority of the believer is the name. So if you go in your own name, I go in the name of Apostle, what? Well, maybe, okay, let me say, God may give you that authority. I will not limit God. But from what I read for now, I might learn something better in future. I believe it's possible because it gets to a point where even God gives you the liberty. And you can say, open your eyes. Eyes, see, and they see. You can say, lame man, walk, and they walk. Now, the signs are this. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will cast out devils. That means that every believer, when they come in the name of Jesus, in the authority of Jesus, in knowing who they are, they can cast out devils. So the Christian, the believer, should not be possessed and cannot be possessed. You cannot be possessed if you are a believer. You cannot be possessed. What the devil can do is he can demonize you and he can box you based on your belief system. Yet, if you knew the truth of God, if you rewire your thinking and your truth, you will not be demonized even at all. It says, this sign shall accompany. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Your speaking in new tongues is your right, and it comes because you are a believer, and it does not come because you are spiritual, you are more spiritual. It is just your language. It is the language that you have been given when you enter the kingdom of God. It's like when you enter the kingdom of God, when you go to France, you learn the French for you to communicate effectively. Likewise, when you enter the kingdom of God, you learn speaking in tongues, or rather God gives you the ability. It is you to just open your mouth and speak in tongues and speak to your Father. It's as simple as that. If you believe it, it is a sign. It will happen. Just worship God, pray to God, start praying, worshiping God, and you'll speak in tongues. It's as simple. Even now, if you want, just play some worship music. You believe God. His word has said it. I said faith is God has said it. He will do it. God is not a man to lie, and not a son of man to change his mind. God cannot lie. His word cannot fail. His word is truth. If you believe his word is truth, hang on it, believe it, and it will manifest. So speaking in tongues, verse 18 of Mark 16, and they will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. I don't want to focus on the snakes and the scorpions and the poison. I'm not telling you to go and drink poison and to go and pick up snakes like some people are doing, praying in church with snakes. No. These snakes and scorpions refer to wizards and witches. And any poisoning that someone may plan for you without your knowledge, any plans of darkness, any plans of wickedness that the enemy may target you with, it cannot work. It will fail. In fact, you should not even be bothered. Oh, someone has gone to bewitch you. Thank you. But if you hear stories from the people who have taken people to witch doctors, believers, the witch doctors will be angry with them. They say, never bring such kind of a person here in my altar. Because the person has fire. Those people who are crying at night, fire. Don't think it's a joke. Fire. But don't spend your night crying fire because you are fearing. No, maybe just cry fire to destroy the altars of darkness that are hindering the land. Not for yourself even. My focus, they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Every believer who believes, who has heard the good news, who is believes and is baptized, will place their hands on the sick people in the name of Jesus, and the sick people will get well. you too are a healer. You can be a healer. You are a healer. If you believe it, you are a healer. And healing is not just for others. It's also for you. Place their hands on sick people. If you are sick now, just put your hand on that part that is sick and say, in the name of Jesus, sickness, I command you to leave my body now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, how do you exercise that faith? You have to believe it. And remember, I've been telling you about two levels of believing. There's the believing in your mental faculty, your brain, and how you speak it. You say you are healed. And there's the believing in your heart, which is your inner man. And anytime these two do not work together, then you are double-minded and don't expect to receive anything from the Lord. That is James chapter 1 from verse 5 to 10. You will read there. It says that any double-minded man is unstable in all he does, and he should not expect to receive anything from God. If you expect to receive anything from God, you must believe in your mind and also in your inner man, in your heart. Those two things cannot be saying the wrong, different thing. You cannot be praying for a cancer patient and you say, I don't believe you'll be healed, but let me just try because you have said me, I try. Of course, that person will not be healed. You're already double-minded. You don't have the faith. And that is why if you see how Jesus raised the dead, he will ask people to leave the room. Anyone who's double-minded, get out of this room. At this point, I only need those who have faith that their baby will come back alive. That is the difference. I will stop there for today. You can be a healer. You are a healer in Christ. And I encourage you to pray and listen to this and go back again to the previous messages. Yeah. You're welcome. Reflect, yes. Go ahead.
I think the message is quite clear. And I was just here reading, and I've always wanted to speak in tongues.
Hallelujah.
So I'm trying to examine myself and decide. Saying which of these signs am I showcasing? Yeah, but I hope and I pray that God will give me that ability to do so. And yes.
Can I say something? It's not something about hoping and believing. You have it. You have it. What I'm trying to tell you have it already. If you believe you have it, just open your mouth. Just don't even leave where you are after this. Just play, put some nice worship song in the background, or even go to where they're praying in tongues. Go and open the sermon where they're praying and pray. And as you pray, forget about it. You will speak. The thing is, people expect that God will move their mouths for them. People expect that it is like you are possessed. It is not a possession. It is you to speak. They will speak. It is not God who will speak. It is you to speak in tongues and to speak in faith that whatever you're speaking, God is hearing. The problem is we just say that, no, my mind is unfruitful. Of course, your mind will be unfruitful. But it is a language, the utterance. Those words that you will be speaking, God will enable them. And you might start so simply, like even just one syllable. But as a baby, babies don't learn speech at once. Don't expect you're going to speak in tongues like Apostle Grace or like any apostle you know. It won't have, but as you start and that's why I said without faith. With God, for you to access anything is your faith. And it's your faith that limits what God can do with you. That's what I just want you to understand. Your faith, your stronghold, your belief system, that is contrary to what God has said in his word, that is the limit that God can work with you. So if you're saying you're still hoping and believing, okay, continue. If I was a bad man, I would tell you continue hoping and believing. You might continue hoping and believing for the next 30 years. Yet it is the, what does the word say? The word is in your heart, is near you. Remember Romans chapter 10. That word is where? Is near you. It is in your heart. That if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, what you need to do is now believe in your two hearts, in your two minds, and totally believe it and surrender to God. Healing is your portion. Casting out devils is your portion. Being not hurt by poison and snakes is your portion. Laying your hands on the sick and being a healer is your portion. And remember, these are signs. So it's a confirmatory test. Let us give thanks in prayer. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you for your word. Thank you that you're giving us truth and truth and truth. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. I thank you for this believer who has heard your word. May they appropriate it, believe it, and receive it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Have a blessed, blessed morning, and let's meet again tomorrow. Bye-bye.